Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel, which comes to us from the first chapter of Mark, verses 14 to 20. And you can see in the first line, after John had been arrested, or another translation for arrested is handed over, Jesus went into Galilee, and there he proclaimed the good news from God. So the mission of Jesus starts when John's finishes. He's arrested, another translation, he's handed over, and he's eventually executed. This handing over word occurs again when Jesus is arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's handed over to the Roman soldiers, and then he dies in his passion. So John's arrest and death prefigures that of Jesus's. But he begins his mission with the proclamation of the good news from God. The time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the good news. Jesus declares that the kingdom of God is close. Unlike the two other synoptic gospels, in Mark, Jesus never claims that it has arrived in the present. This feeling of an end time carries with it a sense that something of ultimate significance for human history is unfolding. So repent means convert, in the sense of changing the way we look at the world. So believing in the good news means also having faith in this God who speaks to us. Having faith in what we hear from this God. Trusting in this good news. So that's almost the first part of this gospel we heard last Sunday. The second part is the calling of four disciples. These four were to be the first of the 12, became known as the 12. And this is symbolic of the 12 tribes of Israel, that Jesus is calling the 12 tribes back to God, back to himself, away from false worship, away from false ideas about God himself. So he calls the first two, Andrew and his brother Peter. So right away you can see that this is different from last week's gospel in John, where Andrew was called and he went and told his brother. But here in Mark's gospel, the two of them were working together. Jesus sees them and calls them. Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men. And at once they left their nets and followed him. That word, at once, is part of the flavour of Mark's gospel, that everything happens in a hurry. There's no waiting about, no debating. There's no waiting. There's a hurry on here, because this kingdom of God is close and imminent. And it's a sort of a breathless style in Mark. It illustrates the theology of call. It invites an unequivocal response, holding nothing back. So there's great haste. And going on a little further, he sees James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in their boat, mending their nets. So he calls them, and again, at once, and leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the men he employed, they went after him. So again, that haste, that speed. It's good to know that the Greek word for a call, there's two calls here to the two sets of brothers. The word call translates as kallio. And from that we get the word for church, ecclesia, ekkallio, the gathering of the called. So the next time you're in church, please God, it's soon, you'll recognise that this is the gathering of the people who are called in baptism. So that's the story of the call of the disciples, the first four of 12. And funny enough, in a list of apostles, you always get Peter, Andrew, James and John mentioned first. It also echoes the call of various prophets who were in the middle of ploughing their fields and at once left their oxen and followed the prophet who called them. So some questions for your sharing. Repent and believe the good news. Jesus called for a change of heart as a response to the good news of the gospel message. A new level of faith in yourself leads to a new way of seeing yourself. A new way of understanding God leads to a conversion in how we relate to God. In other words, a change of heart. A growth in awareness of who we are can lead us to a new level of self-confidence. A change of heart. Can you recall times when good news of any sort led you to a change of heart? And a second question. The Spirit of God who was at work in Jesus calling the disciples continues to work in our day and in our lives. That is why the gospel message is one of good news. In the everyday events of our own lives, we can see the grace of God at work. When have you had what you would consider a call experience that led you to a different style of life? Who was the Jesus person through whom the call came to you? And to whom have you been a Jesus person in this way? God bless you for the time you take and for spending this time with God's word, and may God keep you safe.